How much would you pay for a good cowboy hat? I suppose it depends what you do for a living or if you think you need one. But here you can find some of the best hats in the nation, and the starting price is usually around $500. There's usually at least a 6-month waiting list to get one of these hats. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
John Davis is owner of Olympia Creek Hats in Fort Davis, Texas. He's been creating top-notch cowboy hats for people around the globe for many years from his small shop in West Texas. He says he's seen the style of cowboy hats change over the years.
In years past, you could almost identify where someone was from by the crease in their hat. But nowadays, that's not necessarily the case.
It may take John up to a year at times to get you a hat, but he can create just about anything.
We do everything from fedoras and bowlers to the more vaquero style or buckaroo style, flat brim.
John's hats begin at $500 for a beaver blend. All of his business is via word of mouth, and he keeps busy.
I'm building quite a few shorter brimmed hats now, more of the little open road styles. Most of them are younger folks. I'll ask them, well, you're trying to describe something that John Connolly, LBJ, wore. You can tell who took history in school because a lot of them don't know who those people are.
Some people come to the shop to order and pick up their hats. He shipped hats to Australia and Europe. Some hats are four figures in price.
$1,000 would be more like a 6-ounce, 100% beaver hat. They're awesome hats. They're really nice hats for a dress hat. I try not to promote those because I wouldn't want to rip and run through the brush in those. They're just more fragile than a regular 8-ounce, 100% hat.
John has a small shop here in town and enjoys spending his time, often by himself, creating the cowboy hats that have brought many loyal customers here many times over. Traveling the countryside in Fort Davis, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.